Remember the first time you did a different kind of Thanksgiving?
Maybe you were off to college and you didn't go home to your parents, or maybe you were newly married and you were going to do your very first Thanksgiving dinner yourself.
Or maybe you had no choice. You were stationed somewhere else or relocated with no family around. I mean, there's different reasons to be doing Thanksgiving out of the norm, out of the way that you, quote, usually do things. And it can be kind of impactful.
Yeah.
Welcome to John Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON.
Our phone number is 833-287-1037. Jan is in Lakeside here to talk about Thanksgiving.
Because Thanksgiving does come before Christmas, Jessica.
Hey, wow.
Thanksgiving is a little stopover on the Christmas celebration.
Couldn't disagree more.
It's a meal on the way.
That's the pit stop. Like, I have to pee now, so let's stop and have Thanksgiving, and then we'll get back on the ride to Christmas. I love it. Okay, so how did Thanksgiving change for you once you moved out of your parents' house?
Well, for one, I had to start cooking it.
When was the first one that you did by yourself, and how? And when did you stay with your parents?
I probably did my first one, I want to say 24.
Okay.
Just because it was a lot of work on my mom, and I kind of took it over.
It just dawned on me, listening to you guys talk, that I never prepared a Thanksgiving meal, ever, until our first year here in San Diego, and we didn't have family around. We had no choice but to do a Friendsgiving.
Oh, so you always went to a family's...
I always went to my mom and dad's house. Oh, always.
Wow.
Always.
Wow.
In fact, that was a real... If you remember, that was a real hard Thanksgiving for me that first year here, because we had no family, and it was a very special Thanksgiving because we had no family. We were forced to be family with our friends, and it became a wonderful thing. It became kind of what you expect when you hear Friendsgiving.
It's so opposite of my life, because I've had so many different kinds of Thanksgivings throughout my life. First of all, when I was younger, sometimes we went to our grandparents or my uncles up north and had a big Thanksgiving. Sometimes we had a small family Thanksgiving, just me and my mom and dad and my sisters. And then after my mom died, we stopped going to my dad's, and we kind of had our own family ones.
That's a lot of times what changes it. There's a death in the family of the matriarch.
And then when I got married, you know, Kurt and I, then we started, sometimes we'd go to Kenosha to his family. Sometimes we would have it here.
You go where?
But
you go where?
Kenosha.
Oh, Kenosha. So adorable.
They go to Kenosha.
Right? Kenosha. So
and
adorable.
And now this is the first Thanksgiving day that my two youngest children will not be with me.
You're having a harder time with this than you're leading on.
No. It's changing again.
Jessica, she keeps bringing this up. Uh-huh. You can tell it's bothering her.
It really is.
Different again for me is my thing. And this time I am doing Thanksgiving in the desert with adults, for whatever reason or another, are not going to be with their family. Uh-huh. And then my kids are coming for the weekend. So it's changing again.
How are your kids taking this, you going away for Thanksgiving?
They abandoning them.
Honestly, they really didn't seem to care.
Oh, jeez.
No, because, I mean, they're at that age, right? Morgan's going to be 23. Grayson's almost 21. They have their own space, their own lives now that they do things. Probably the only one, I would say Morgan's probably more bothered by it than Grayson, because Morgan's like, oh, that means I have to go find food myself. Grace would be like, good enough, I'll have Chipotle. I don't know.
Yeah, Chipotle!
God, you see, that sounds sad to me. I want to be around family. I want to be around food, man.
But
that's Thanksgiving.
This is his first Thanksgiving out on his own, away from family. So that's a big deal to him. Having his own space. He calls the shots. He isn't told what to do. You have to be here for this dinner. I get that. You know, so that's why I'm not sad about it. It's just unique.
You can get a Swanson's TV dinner or turkey.
Oh, Gia, now then, no! No!
How about a Lipton cup of soup for one?
And throw some turkey in it.
A little turkey pot pie for a little mini one.
He's there not alone. He has a roommate. I'm assuming they're doing things together, but yeah.
God, Jan. Listen, anybody wants to adopt Grayson for a Thanksgiving? He's very needy.
He's not looking
well,
for
Grayson
one.
Can come to my house.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I feel so bad for him now.
Stop it.
Tell Grayson there's a table. There's a table in my house. I have an empty seat for him.
You are not going to steal my son.
No,
back off.
I'm flying Grayson to Minnesota with us.